This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our education correspondent, Amy Scott, has spent a lot of time in Cincinnati, Ohio, since the beginning of the school year, a place called Lower Price Hill in particular, and a school called Euler. Euler is not a school that's traditionally had a strong reputation, not a lot of kids finishing high school, let alone college. And Amy's been looking at how administrators and teachers have been trying to change that, getting more kids to graduate and break the cycle of poverty that's endemic in that neighborhood. So, on today's installment of her series, One of the Students and Her Bumpy Road to Graduation, here's Amy.
It's recruit day at Penn State Greater Allegheny. Promising high school athletes have been invited to check out the small campus just outside Pittsburgh. A dozen or so students and their parents file into a classroom for a Q&A with professors.
And we're not part of the glossy brochure thing.
That's right.
We'll give you the true answer.
From the sea of expectant faces, a hand pops up from a pretty brown-haired girl in a hot pink blazer and artfully torn jeans.
How good is your math program here?
How good is the math program here? Well,
the question is from Raven Gribbins, an 18-year-old senior from Euler High School in Cincinnati. She wants to be a math teacher. It would be hard to overstate how far Raven has come to get here. I don't just mean the six-hour drive from Cincinnati with her dad and basketball coach, or that the school principal had to dip into some funds from donors to pay for the gas and hotel. Just a few years ago, when this video popped up on YouTube, Raven going to Penn State would have seemed unlikely.
Raven, get her! Get back at her!
That's Raven in a street fight with another girl. The woman egging her on is her aunt. Raven's temper flared up at school, too. She's worked hard to rein it in.
I knew I wasn't going to graduate if I kept up with my smart mouth and my attitudes and getting in trouble in school and stuff. It wasn't going to get me nowhere.
And she wants to go somewhere. Raven grew up in Lower Price Hill, or 8th and State, as the locals call it. A lot of the families have roots in the coal mining towns of Kentucky and West Virginia. Over the years, poverty and drugs have eroded what had been a close-knit working-class neighborhood. Both of Raven's parents have struggled with addiction and been in and out of jail, especially her mom.
When I was in, like, 9th and 10th grade, every time she got in trouble and went to jail, I got in trouble in school and got suspended. But now I realize that I can't live her life for her. She's going to make her own choices, so I can't worry about her no more. I got to worry about myself.
She's the epitome of what our young ladies go through down here.
That's Raven's basketball coach at Euler, Joe Saylor. He grew up in the neighborhood.
One day she might have her drug-addicted aunt's kids taking care of them, raising them, and the next day she'll be here playing basketball just like a normal high school student in any town in USA.
Just the fact that there is a high school is a big part of Raven's story. When her dad and Joe Saylor were at Euler, it only went to sixth grade. Most kids didn't want to leave the neighborhood for high school, so they dropped out. Then 7 years ago, Euler added a high school, and eventually team sports and prom, the things that keep kids interested in school. Seniors are paired up with mentors to help them graduate. Next month, Raven will be the first in her family to finish high school.
Someone has to be the one to break that cycle of not being educated and living in poverty. And our students here at Euler are doing that. We have first-generation college students coming out of our high school every year. And it's not a mystery. It's Euler. Euler is why that's happening.
For Raven, a change of scenery helped. This year, she moved out of the neighborhood, where she'd been living with her grandmother since she was 9.
Like, people were getting shot down here, and every time you go outside, there's a drug deal going on.
She's back with her dad, Mike Gribbins, in a quieter part of town. He's been sober now for more than 5 years. He goes to Raven's games, gets on her about her homework. Under his watch, she's brought her grades up from mostly C's to mostly A's.
This is probably the only year that I'm going to have, to spend it with my daughter. So I kind of feel lucky, that I got this opportunity.
Hearing him say this stuff, it means a lot because now I know he actually does care. And a daughter needs a father in her life.
So last weekend, father and daughter and coach piled into a car and drove 300 miles to McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Raven plays volleyball, too. The coach at Penn State Greater Allegheny spotted her on a recruiting website and emailed her out of the blue. Raven got to stay in a dorm and tour the campus and show off her volleyball skills in the gym.
Stop it! Hit it! Come on,
As they get ready to head back to Cincinnati, Coach Saylor asks Raven how she liked it.
This place
I think
it'd
be good for me. It's a small campus. There's really nice people. The coach is nice.
But it's by no means a done deal. Raven hasn't actually been accepted yet. She just took the ACT for the third time, hoping to raise her score. Then there's the question of how to pay for it, whether she'll get enough financial aid. And even then, Saylor says, can she make the break?
What scares me is that if she gets an opportunity to go away to college, will she take it? Because you always feel like you're being pulled back into your family's drama. And I've seen that over and over and over.
For now, Raven's just worn out from her adventure. She grabs her pillow out of the trunk and settles in for the long ride home. In McKeesport, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
You can hear all of Amy's stories about Euler School on our website. It's marketplace.org.